ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, entitled The Material World as the Great Forest of Enjoyment. Text number 14. It's a prose, so I will read it to you. Yata tu parapatyana atmane lopanamati tatahi pitra putra parivishmatah pitra putra va sakalam bhakshyate. What do I mean? Yata, when, tu, but, because of misfortune. Parabhadhyā, in spite of exploiting all others. Andhā, blind. Ātmane, for himself. Na upānāmati, does not fall into one's share. Tadā, at that time. He certainly, pitra putra, of the father or sons, brahishmataha, as insignificant as a piece of grass, pitra putra, father or sons, va, or saha, he, conditioned soul. Khalau, indeed, bhakshyati, gives trouble to. Translation by Shwatrupada ki jai. In this material world, when the conditioned soul cannot arrange for his own maintenance despite exploiting others, he tries to exploit his own father or son, taking away the relative's possessions, although they may be very insignificant. If he cannot acquire things from his father, son or other relatives, he is prepared to give them all kinds of trouble. Please repeat the translation responsibly. In this material world, when the conditioned soul, cannot arrange for his own maintenance, despite exploiting others, he tries to exploit his own father or sons, taking away the relatives possessions, although they may be very insignificant. If he cannot acquire things from his father, son or other relatives, he is prepared to give them all kinds of trouble. Purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Once we actually saw a distressed man steal ornaments from his daughter just to maintain himself. As the English proverb goes, necessity knows no law. When a conditioned soul needs something, he forgets his relationship with his relatives and exploits his own father or son. We also receive information from Srimad Bhagavatam that in this age of Kali, the time is quickly approaching when a relative will kill another relative for a small fault. Without Krishna consciousness, people will deteriorate further and further into a hellish condition, wherein they will perform abominable acts. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuvan Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Dukle Swayam Rupa Kathamayam Tathati Svapatantikam He Krishna Karina Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tat Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Shivaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama This part of Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the powerful sections where everybody gets shaken about the concept of material life. These sections, one sense, been called eye-opener, mind-opener, heart-opener, everything-opener. Here, if we go deeper and deeper into that, in many Vedic scriptures, this material world has been compared to sometimes ocean, sometimes forest, sometimes something else. But doesn't matter wherever you are living, either in ocean or forest, suffering is there. From the time you take birth and the time you die, in between, just all suffering and suffering and suffering and suffering. If you go a few verses back, where Sukadev Goswami is narrating this pastime of Jadabharata and King Raghugana, he is narrating this pastime to Parikshit Maharaj. And he is saying that King Raghugana, he was such a pious person, he was going to meet Kapila Dev in his ashram. He hasn't even reached there. Just on the way of his journey to Lord Kapila Dev, he met such a pure devotee of the Lord Jadabharata. And that's where he got enlightened. If you have such a strong desire to approach a Lord becomes so merciful that we say sometimes that if you take a one step, Lord takes 1,000 steps towards you. So he was just taking King Raghuna steps to get enlightened spiritually. He knows his condition. I'm a king. I'm stuck in my material condition, being as a householder. I need a way to come out of this suffering. And Lord becomes so merciful, he sent Jadabharata just on the way. Being the case study, many case studies in Srimad Bhagavatam, that these kind of personalities, they are not ordinary personalities. They are very, very highly elevated. That's why they are in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. They have just become an instrument in the hand of pure devotee or in the hand of God, just to give a profound spiritual knowledge
for the upcoming devotees, upcoming generation, so they can come out of this material world. Arjuna was also one of the case. He was such a pure devotee of the Lord. He knows every in and out of bhakti. But apart from that, Krishna, through his yoga maya, he covered his intelligence because he needed to speak Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna, in one sense, doesn't need to know Bhagavad Gita because he was completely living his lifestyle in terms of breathing injection, and he was a good friend of Lord Krishna. What else you want in your life when your friend is Krishna? But still, seeing the condition of Kali Yuga, how it's going to be deteriorated day by day, that people become so sinful that they don't even hesitate to plunder their own family member, including own father, own son, mother, sister, or whatsoever. In previous two or three verses back, we see how being greedy to enjoy this material world, people, they take up that position where they can get many boos, bribery from others. On Sunday, Jagannath Ram Prabhu was sharing his own realization how to get the registry done of his land and property. He has to give bribery to every single table. He doesn't want to do it. He's a devotee, but what to do? The need is there. The people are asking. He has to get the job done. And he's been robbed by that one. And when people, they take some kind of a government position where they can see that now my time has come to ask bribery, which we call in a slang language under-table income. So everybody, they start doing it. When he's not satisfied up to that, because he's taking all those bribery just to enjoy his senses, not alone, including his family members also, because he wants to give the best. His grahamedi, medi means envy. He's being envy of other householders and seeing why my neighbors have so many properties, cars, bank balance, why am I lacking back? I need to also improve my social status in the society. And he goes right beyond to do any simple activity to enjoy the sense gratification of this material world. And he goes there. When he is not even satisfied up to that level where he is taking bribery from others, robbing others, in this verse, he is becoming to rob his own father and son also. How we are self-centered, being trained or being downloaded by this material world's knowledge, that we have forgotten our actual purpose of being as a human being. Now, we are in Australia. If you ask any Indian person, they will not say, I am from so-and-so state. They will simply say, I am an Indian. I am from India. Or you can say China or America, whatsoever. These brown peoples, in some saying, they are my people. We are Indians. We are it. If any issue happen on the community of Indian, so they all get together. Yes, we are Indian, we want justice, so and so, so and so, just going on. And when we are in India, then what's our mentality is? Yes, I'm from Punjab, I'm from Maharashtra, I'm from Bengal. So we limit our knowledge into that state. And when we are into that state, then we particularly go to one city. I'm from Nasik, I'm from Pune, I'm from, you know, this area and that area. And when we are into that area, then we recognize ourselves as a particular street. Yes, this street belongs to me. They are my people. They are my people. They are my people. And when we are in the street, then we see, this is my family. Then our ignorance increases that now we have this family. And we are in the family, then we become what's for me. This is a severe condition. And it's been happening. This material world considered as a forest, when we go to forest, there is no concrete road. Abhishek, so Tiger and myself, we've been to Tezi some week ago, and we were just wandering as a trekking we were doing. And some point we were lost because there's no concrete there. Many people, they go to New Zealand, Tasmania, or other state where they have to do trackings. And without a map where they go, so they need to find their own way. There is no such way, a particular way you can easily walk through. If some of the trackings, they have got concretes. They have got concrete. Falling concrete is very easy because somebody has already been here. They put the concrete, made the path easy so we can walk through. And we know if the concrete is there, make sure it has an end. We are going on the safe road. And if there is no concrete, then what? If there is no path, there is no map, then what? We are lost. Similarly, in this material forest, which is the chapter of, which is the entitled of this chapter 14, material forest, the place of enjoyment. When we come here, we come with a map. Or today's scenario, we can say a navigator, GPS. And that GPS is our Vedic scriptures. They guide us. Okay, now we are stuck in this material world. How to come out of it? That's the way the scripture shows the map. In previously, those who are intelligent, those who go to forest for fun, they take a map. I don't know how many of you know how to use the compass. North, east, west, south. That's what we have been learned in our school. We scout. Yes, scout. There is a name, yeah? What do you call it? NCC scouts are there. So that's where we learn, because they have taken us to the like a small forest, and they showed us how to use the compass, where you are, your position, see where is the north, where is the west, where is the south. So these are the scriptures which just tells us, now you are going to the forest, it's not easy, so all. It's very, very difficult to come out. So why don't you take the map or a navigator? But what we do? No, we are so smart. We're so intelligent, we don't need all these things. When Brahmaji, when he started first creating this material universe, he created out of his ignorance, which he did with the five things, five elements. Tamishra, Antatamishra, Tamas, Moha, Mahamoha. It is kind of like a software. When you are developing a website, you need this kind of a software, where you can put the living entity, and living entity will function according to this software. And he did it, where we forget our real identity, being as a spirit soul. Then we see, okay, we are not a spirit soul, then who we are? We are a body. So what is the need of the body? Whatever the senses ask. And what are the senses ask? All sort of nonsense which bound us in this material world. And when we are bound in this material world, and we don't find any way, what do? We cry all the time. We curse. And we look for some help. We pray to God, knowingly, unknowingly. Is there. But many people, those who are in family life, when they hear this type of strong instruction, their heart gets shattered and they find no hope. Where is our hope? We are completely stuck. But this national literature, Amala Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, it gives a light to all of us. That where is the hope in our life? We should not give up our material life. If somebody is in a family life and he thinks I'm so fed up with his material life, now I have to give up everything. Now I'm going to renounce. No, that's not the solution. Because that's not your nature. Giving up material life is not good. We have to give up the materialistic conception of life. That is required. Arjuna, during Bhagavad Gita time, he said the same thing to Krishna. I can't handle this anymore. I'm going to forest, going to bed, going to live like a renounced person. He was going exactly opposite of his nature. Exactly opposite of his nature. Krishna, being a spiritual master, as a friend, as a well-wisher, he chastised him very heavily. He says, what are you going to do? If a renouncer, he must be very humble and meek. You are a Kshatriya. If somebody says no to you in begging times, you will kill that person. This is not you. Soul is, by nature, is very active. To survive in this material world, it has to do something. So my recommendation is, do your prescribed duty and offer the fruit to me. It is very straightforward. Do your prescribed duty and offer the result to me. Ma anusmaran yuddhas cheva. Arjuna, you are a Kshatriya. By nature, you are a warrior. You have a great responsibility on your shoulder. Because you are a king, you have to sthapit dharma. Because you will not sthapit dharma, then all these rogues and plunderers and thieves, they will be taken over. And they will spoil the whole Vedic scriptures. Whole Varnashrama dharma, everything will be spoiled. So you have to do it. In chapter 4, text number 2, where Lord is saying that this dharma, religious ritual, has been established by Raja Rishis. Sannyasi cannot do, Vanaprastha cannot do, Brahmana cannot do, only Kshatriyas are allowed to do it. Because they take the guidance from the Sannyasis, from the Brahmanas, from the sages, and see what is right and what is not right in the society. They give the offer to everyone. Either you accept this or either you accept that. Sword or a Vedic scripture, which one you want? He's equal to everybody. He's giving opportunity to everybody. But there are some people, those who want to destroy the dharma, which we can see in today's world. So it is the duty of a very pious king who is working under the guidance of a sannyasi, of the sages, to take the right step on the right time. Otherwise, it will lead to many big problems. Only just to satisfy the senses in this material world, people are going any far they can go. We can see, I'm pretty much sure all of us are from India, and in our street or a gully or a state, a school also, we have seen there are some characters. They were in my childhood, you know, when I was growing up, then just across the street there was one family. They were like three brothers and two sisters. So one of the brother, the youngest brother, he came across into a very bad association, and he became a drunkard. And when you become a drunkard, then first friends, they offer you free drinks, free cigarette, free whatever drugs. First they offer you just to give you a startup. So when you become addicted, then what you do without the friends, you want to drink, you want to enjoy all those intoxication. And he becomes so addicted, then he starts stealing streets. Like, I don't know how long, but before, when this grill or where the downpipe lands, they used to have an iron. made of iron, and they used to have a cab. So they used to steal all those iron from the street, like a stainer things. They used to steal all those iron things and they used to sell it. Iron. And whatever money they get, they used to buy liquor, bottles and everything. And slowly, slowly, when he found there is no, you know, iron down pipeline left in the street, then he moved to other streets. So in this way, he started doing many things like that. And then he went more extent. He started stealing cycles in the society. Okay, cycle also gone. So rusty, people are start locking up in their home. And then slowly, slowly, he starts stealing his family members' ornaments. Whatever small, small things. Because you know, you do trust your family member. You can't, you know, doubt. But by seeing the complaint of this drunken man, they have doubted. Like things are getting missing in our home. So he must be, you know, stealing it and selling it. And Srila Prabhupada, in today's voice, is exactly saying the same thing. Once we actually saw a distressed man stealing ornament from his own daughter just to maintain himself. So, the senses are so strong, that it pushes the person that far that he doesn't even recognize that the abominable activity I'm going to do, who are this home? Who are these people? As I said in 2-3 verses back, first he start plundering the society, other people. When he's not satisfied with them, now he start plundering his own family members here. So here is the end. It's a saying, it's a very beautiful saying in the society that if you offer a man the world, the wealth of this whole world, and the woman of this whole world, and the opulence of this whole world, he still will never be satisfied. That is the condition. In a verse itself, it says Saha. Saha means he. Who is this he? Prabhupada writes in a bracket, the conditioned soul. So who are these conditioned soul? Are we talking about any particular person? Any particular society, community, country? No, it's for us. It's for us, and it is happening not in this life, it's billions and billions of lifetime has been passed out. The conditioning is so thick that seeing the suffering of others, hearing, observing, still a person is keep doing it. We know Srila Prabhupada, most of his lectures, he narrates this story. There is a man, he just gets lost in a forest, our material forest. And then he's been chased by a lion. And he runs, runs, runs to save his life. And he falls in the well. And suddenly he falls in the well, he hangs in one of the rope to protect himself. And suddenly, when everything is quiet in the forest, he hears this, this, this. Then he looks around and he looks down. There is a very big snake cobra. King Cobra is waiting for him. And King Cobra is approaching, he's jumping. He's doing his best to get this man down. But this man is very thinking, no, I've been saved. If he goes up, lion is there. If he goes down, snake is there. Then he said, thanks to the God, okay, I'm hanging to the rope. And on that rope, which the well was under one of the tree there was a beehives. And the honey was dripping. And honey, the way it was dripping, in 1 hour, one drop comes down. And he opens his mouth, suddenly it touches his lips, and he licks it, and he found this very tasty, very sweet. And he said, again, he thanks to God, thank you very much for giving me such a wonderful life. So beautiful honey, organic. All the way from Tasmania. And he forgets that there were two rats which they were marking the road. One is black rag and one is white rag. So the Acharyas, they give that analogy of this, making us understand this lion is a threefold misery, which bothering us, our own body and mind, other living entity, other nature. Are we not running from these threefold miseries to protect ourselves? Yes, we are running. They are chasing us every second, but we are running because we are in the material forest. And the death is there in the form of a snake waiting for us to bite us. And this black rat and white rat, they are considered as a day and night. Ayur Harti Vaipumsa. As soon as the sun rises and sunsets, they are taking away the duration of everyone's life. Slowly, it's getting weaker, the strength of the rope. And the sense enjoyment, especially the sex life of this material world, which is the most prominent enjoyment, has been called for the materialistic person. When he gets that, it is just only for a few seconds or few minutes. Because his whole life is surrounded by only just for the sex life. And when he gets that one, he thinks that is the purpose of life. My all struggle, my all effort, my all hard work has been paid off. Because I enjoyed. And that enjoyment, the senses, eyes has his own food, ears has his own food, tongue has its own food, belly and genital has its own food. And those people who are devoted to belly and genital, it becomes very, very hard to attain the spiritual life. Very, very hard. What is this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Jive lalsa ye iti uti dhaye shishnadhar paralayan Krishna nahi paaye. Shishna and Udar, the belly and genital, the person who is really very heartily devoted his whole life to become a devotee of his belly and genital, Krishna nahi paaye. It becomes very hard for him to see it. Let's see, if you are in the forest here, which we are talking about for last half an hour, if you find some cowherd people there, that's their daily activity, to take their cows in the forest. And those people who go every day to the forest, they know every in and out path of the material forest. Because that's their daily activity. If some traveler is lost in the forest, which is going first time, and when he met this type of people, they ask him, "Sir, what are you doing here? Oh, I've been lost. So where you want to go?" I want to go. "Oh, I know which is the way." So they say, "Just follow this, or we are also going there. Just come with us." So these are the cowherd boys, are the sages, the devotees of the Lord. They are wandering in the forest. They are wandering in the forest to protect the lost conditioned soul. And when we come across, and when we hear them, "Yes, we are lost, can I join you?" then they will take you out of this material world. But if you ignore the guidance of those cowherd, that no, it's okay, I know my way, I can go out. Look, this is our daily activity, we wander in the forest just to protect the lost living entity. If you want to listen to us, you will be saved your time. You will save your time, you will save your energy, and you can easily, very shortly, you can go back to Godhead. But when we say, "No, I have my own way," where is the way? As I said, when we go to the forest, me and Prabhu has went to Tasmania, one path leads to four or five paths. And when you think, "I know which path I have come," as soon as you take two, three steps ahead and look back, you forget which path you have come. You have completely lost. And many people have been lost while doing this trekking. There is an analysis has come out that every year, especially all over the world, some thousand people they get lost, or they lose their life, or if they reach their home after 3, 4 months, 5 months. And when they tell their stories, they have been kidnapped by cannibals. You know, some people, they were just about to eat them, and how they have been survived. It becomes very, very hard. Yeah. Who's the two personalities in our Srimad Bhagavatam, which they were being captured by their own senses? They have become so self-centered that it relates to today's verse that they are ready to harm their own family members. Prurva. He was a demon. Again, what I found, that's King Yayati and Kamsa. This, even though they are full there, there are many other personalities are there. But you see, the King Yayati, he was so captured by enjoying his senses that he shamelessly, he was married to whom? Devyani, the daughter of Shukracharya. He was so shameless, being as a son-in-law, when Shukracharya cursed him that he will become impotent, he said, I have not satisfied my lusty desire yet. Can you see, you know, son-in-law going to father-in-law and telling, you know, to front of his father-in-law, I haven't satisfied my lusty desire with your daughter. Please give me a boon. Then, what Shukracharya says? He says, you exchange your youth with anybody, and if he's ready, then you can enjoy. He went to all his sons, and the last son, Puru, he agreed. He was a pious soul. He said, okay, father, then he gives the analogy, you know, that it's the duty of a son to fulfill the order of the father, without saying the father has to be fulfilled, and so on. So then he exchanged. Then King Yayati, he enjoys. And Kamsa, to enjoy this material world, becoming the king, he kicked out his own father. Hey, Bude, out now. Now its time has come for a young blood to rule the world. Either you give with love, that is okay. If it's not, I'll kick you out. And he did kick him out. Put him in a jail, you know. And he loved his sister so much, younger sister, Devi. Just the Akashvani happened, the eighth child of Devi will kill you. He was so much in love with his sister that he became the chariot driver. His newly fresh wedding of his sister and her husband, they were on the chariot, and he became a chariot driver, and he was just going to drop them at her place. As soon as he heard that the eighth child of this woman, Devaki, will kill you, he immediately, without wasting any single second, he grabbed her hair and took the sword out. One sense, he was ready to fight for his sister to the whole world. Don't say anything to my sister, she's so lovable to me. And secondly, he became so self-gratified that even her child will kill me, before anything, I will kill her. Take the root out, so the fruit will not come out. Can you see the situation of this material world? We say it, that I love my children, I love my parents, and this and that. When the problem comes on ourselves, we give up everybody. Everybody, no matter what relation you have. But Srila Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam has been recommended, no doubt, don't give up this material life. I know we are stuck. The solution is there. Grab the lotus feet of the devotees and the Vaishnavas and the Lord. Follow his instruction, because they are kind of a map, a navigator. They can guide you. They can take you off this material world. Following the instruction is the only way which can take Arjuna from trouble here. That's why Lord himself is saying, do your activity, offer the fruits to me, and be detached. I will take care of everything. Okay, let's stop here.
Is there anybody who has any questions, comments, or corrections?
It's not there. Thank you very much. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada.